Barbarian tribes of Rome. The Burgundians. Burgundy, 437 to 472. Now, following the massacre ordered by Emperor Valerian III, the story of the Burgundians becomes unclear for a period, and they reappear only briefly in minor characters and counts continuing of the battles between Aetius and the Huns. It is likely that separate groups of Burgundians fought each other on each side of the conflict. Indeed, accounts from the infamous Battle of Catalonia, the Catalonian Fields, which of course is Chalon, on June the 21st, 451, describes Burgundians on both sides. Edward Gibbon declared that the battle was one in which the whole fate of Western civilization hung in balance. For the Burgundians, the Roman victory resulted in Aetius gaining Gunduk, a new kingdom in the province of Sabandia, now Savoy, the next of the Burgundy kingdoms, in the area most closely associated with the modern notion of Burgundy. The new Burgundy was once again within the boundaries of the Roman Empire, but unlike its predecessor, the settlement of the area was with full Roman approval. This official recognition might simply have reflected a de facto situation following the Burgundians' migration south after their defeat. Nonetheless, it made the task of setting up a new kingdom that was much easier. Interestingly, academic writer Viscount James Bryce, who first cataloged the Burgundian kingdom in his work, The Holy Roman Empire, did not include Sabadia as a separate Burgundian kingdom in his list of 10, though it met his criteria for inclusion. Gundok's territory of the mid-5th century centered on the upper Rhone and the Saone River and did not overlap any of Gundahar's original kingdom. Modern academics see Gundok's Burgundy as an independent entity, and it's now generally referred to as the Burgundians' Second Kingdom. Expanded very quickly outward from its original center in Geneva on Lake Lemanus, replacing the recently ousted Helvetii. The next target in the area where the Saone and the Rhone rivers met was in the heart of Gaul. Within a decade of being granted the territory of Sabadia, the Burgundians had moved into Lugudunum, now Lyon, Divio, Dijon, Vesontio, Besicon, Augustinum, Autum, Colonia Julia Venetium, now Vienne, and they established strong frontier fortresses at Avignon, and Eudorum, Embrum, to protect their newly acquired territories, and they enjoyed full control of a homogeneous territory bordered by the Visigoths on the west, the Franks on the north, and the Romans to the south and the east. Communications within the kingdom, based on earlier Roman networks, were extremely good for that period. The infrastructure facilitated trade and enhanced security, and the Burgundian Second Kingdom seemed poised to dominate the region. There is not a great amount of evidence about the Burgundians from the time of the Second Kingdom onward, and much of what is known comes from Sidonius Apollodorus, who was clearly intimidated by them. His most important extant work includes his Panegyrics on the difficult emperors, which documented many of the most important political events of the time, and the 9 books of letters, about which W.B. Anderson wrote, quote, "Whenever one may think about their style and dictation, the letters of Sidonius are invaluable sources of information on many aspects of life of his time," end of quote. More contemporary sources, such as Gregory of Tours, describe Sidonius as a man who could say mass from memory and give unprepared speeches without hesitation. It is from accounts of his first meetings with the Burgundians that the prevailing modern picture of them as uncivilized barbarians largely stems. Evidence that might disprove his contentions is hard to find, and what is left is in such a state of disrepair as to make any assessment of the level of their artistic or cultural levels absolutely impossible. The foundations of a royal palace have been uncovered by archaeologists and tentatively dated to 500, and the complex located on the Roman site in Geneva includes a chapel and a hall. There are also references to Gundamer and an abbey cemetery at Ofrange near Evian. Latin inscription states that a boy named Abrocus was buried there. He was 13 at the time of his death, which occurred during the consulship of Martvortius. The second part of the inscription includes the phrase Gundamar being king. The earliest Burgundian coins found were minted under the imperial license at Ravenna at the beginning of the 6th century, the 500s, and have Gundobad's monogram on them. as well as the head of the Byzantine Emperor, confirming the fact that the rulers of Burgundy were recognized as kings by the Eastern Roman Emperor and its successor. With that recognition, it was made clear that the holder of the title was of an imperial deputy. Five kings are definitely known to have ruled this Burgundian kingdom: Gondok, 436-472, Chilperic, 474-480, Gundobad, 480-516, Sigismund, 516-523, and Gundamar, 523-534. Despite the lack of actual evidence, it is possible to piece together some of the basic facts about these five kings. Gundok succeeded his father Guntor in 436, and he allied in 451 with Flavius Aetius against Attila and the Huns. Gundok participated in the famous Battle of the Catalonian Plains, or Chalon, and he expanded Burgundian territory during his reign. After the death of Aetius in 454, he married the sister of Flavius Ricimer, 405-472, who was a Roman general and the de facto ruler of the Western Roman Empire at the time, following the tradition of using dynastic marriage as a means of reinforcing his position. This was a common aspect of the Burgundian foreign policy throughout its history. In 472, Gundok was succeeded by his younger brother, Chilperic I, but Chilperic ruled for such a short period that his time as king is not generally considered to be a reign. He was quickly succeeded by Chilperic II of Burgundy, son of Gondok, who ruled until his death. He had already gained experience as co-ruler with his father, and another practice that seems to have been common within the royal family of the period, and he continued the tradition of ruling with his younger brothers, Godisel, Gundobad, and Godomer, and he made his base Valendian Julia, while his siblings ruled from Geneva, Vienne, and Lyon, respectively. Now, next time we'll go look at the other kings that come in here, as well as their connections with Clovis and the Merovingians. The sources for this include The Germanic People, Their Origins, Expansion, and Culture by Owen, The Barbarian West, 400 to 1000 AD by Wallace Hadrill, History of the Barbarian Celts, Vandals, Sarmatians, Scythians, Goths, Huns, and Anglo-Saxons, and Attila and the Nomadic Hordes by Nicole and McBride. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.